ministry. That's her Joy story. Listen.
I was very young when Joy started, and joined FM, and they used to play Francis Ajay's song back to back, and I would listen and listen. I think it was the second station after GBC, right? Yeah, so you know, I know. I was very little, but yes, I wasn't little. You're 25 years. Oh, then I wasn't little. But yes, I'm just glad. And then to grow up and then be a station that supports my ministry, I am grateful. So thank you, Joy. Another 25 years will come, and I'll come and say the story all over again.
And that's the Dinah Hamilton's Joy story. What's yours? Let's hear it. Now, some big boy suffered a lot of thrashing at the weekend. St. Augustine's faced off with Wesley Girls and Holy Child in the neck and neck National Signs and Masquerades contest in the Central Region. Richard Kujunyako reports.
St. Augustine's College led the charge and won in all three rounds. But the pretty and brainy girls from Wesley Girls won't just allow the Seasiders to win the second edition of the championship. The girls took control of the last round, the riddles, and answered three of the riddles to ensure that the Augusto lads and the Holy Co girls went home without the trophy.
At the end of round four, here are the four. 40,014 points. St. Augustine High, 33 points. Wesley Girls High School, 35 points.
In all 15 schools, 10 that emerged from the qualifiers and the 5 seeded schools have qualified to the national championship. Richard Kwejenyako, Joy News, Cape Coast.
Congratulations to Wesley Girls. It's definitely a year for the girls' schools this year, the National Science and Maths Quiz. Thanks for your company. I am Meme Fapa. It's 25 years of independent and fearless journalism. Do stay with us here on Joy. We're grateful.
What kind of phone is this?
Hey, Joe, enjoy the coloring toy I'll be running you.
Chance not for you. Go be upgraded.
Shesuna dialing. *120*1#.
Nabeka MTN Rizzi with level promo.
Hey, Limu.
If we and Nakopim, if we busume in a year,
would you consume a use with MTN number? No.
Do more now between a winning 20,000 iPro 5S phones to move up.
Cafe door. But come on, test it.
Now for Tama Monica.
I've been now.
Kaiser Ubechen you ring tone.
So we'll suck out iPro 5S phone.
Hey, MTN Rizzi with level promo.
New year, new phone, new ringtone.
We are good together. We're there for you everywhere you go.
Music means so much to me as an individual, as a person. Sapphire's music, because you know when other people have people to talk to when they are growing up and stuff like that. First of all, I always say that I don't have fans. I have family. I have cyber family. I have people who don't know me, but they're supporting me like they're my family. I have people that are always there to listen to my music, the impact my music has. I think my music is something that everybody can relate to, no matter who you are, if you are grown, you are young, you're a boy, you're a girl. My music is something that if you really want to talk to somebody, tell the person that, hey, you can just send them my song. What's up, guys? It's your favorite girl, Sefa, and I'm here for the music, the fans, and the impact. This is my power of three. Dun, dun, dun.
Three Music Awards, here for the music.
Multimedia Group Limited, in partnership with SES, KNET, and WallowAfric.com's e-learning project Wallow TV, presents Joy Learning, a channel dedicated to providing educational content for all levels. The channel launches with a special focus on senior high school educational content because we believe in nourishing the minds of the future generation. Joy Learning is providing equal access to education, no matter whom you are and where you are in Ghana. Joy Learning collaborates with SES, KNET, and Wallow TV to deliver a new learning experience. Study with Ghana's top teachers and lecturers on the Joy Learning channel so individuals, senior high schools, community centers, and libraries get your multi-TV digibox now. Joy Learning. Keep learning.
Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobil. And now, today's word.
We'll go into God's word for today. And I want to address a very important question about how we become people of excellence or how we produce excellent results. In the last few weeks, I've talked about having an appetite, both hunger and appetite for excellence. We've talked about how pressure produces excellence in us. And today I'm going to answer or address a question, because until we clarify that question properly, we will not be able to go for excellence the way we have to. So my message today is titled, Excellence. Is it by grace or by works? Excellence. Is it by grace or by works? It's a very fundamental question. And the answer we give to this question will determine our approach to the whole concept of excellence. Is it by grace or by works? So let me first start by defining what I mean by grace and what I mean by works. So what is grace? And you can find many definitions from different theological points of view, but I'm going to give you my simplest definition of grace. It's a gift or favor from God to man. A gift or favor from God to man. So when we say something is of grace, it means it's a gift, and it means that it is a favor. It is something that you haven't worked for, something that you don't deserve, that has been made available to you. In the Bible, grace is an act of God. And he shows us grace to show us his love and to show us his power. So that is the definition of grace, a gift or favor from God to man. So what do I mean by works? Works is an effort of man to obtain something. An effort of man to obtain something. So when I ask excellence, is it grace, by grace or by works? What I mean is excellence. Is it a gift or a favor from God? Or it is something that is a product of our efforts? Is it something we make an effort to get? Or is something that God gives to us by grace? So, if we say that excellence is favor or gift from God, then it will appear as if there's nothing we can do about it. God is the one who controls whether you're going to be excellent or not. And if we say that excellence is a result of our effort or works, then it will seem as if God has nothing to do with it. So one way or the other, it would lead us to some conclusion, either that this is just God, so don't do nothing about it, or this is you and God has nothing to do with it. So where do we place excellence? If we say that God wants us to be excellent, is it just something he gives us a gift for, or is something that we work hard for? And I'm going to take you through the scriptures to try and position this question properly. My first passage, my text, would be from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. And it's a very interesting verse. It says, for who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Very interesting. It's talking about things we have received and where they came from and what our attitudes should be. There are three concepts I want to bring to your attention as we explore this question. The first concept says that we differ from one another because of what we have received from God. For who makes you differ from one another? What do you have that you did not receive? We differ from one another because of what we have received from God. In other words, our difference is a gift from God. What he has blessed us with separates us from others. So if God gives me the gift of music, which I don't have, it will separate me from somebody who has a gift to calculate numbers, which also I don't have. So the gift of music separates the musician from the mathematician. And so our gift separates us. That's the first thing that I want to bring your attention to. We differ from one another because of what we have received from God, the gift that God has given to us. Second thing is that all that we have in life comes from what we have received from God. All that we have in life comes from what we have received from God. What do you have that you did not receive? Every achievement or height we get to in life is based on what we have received from God. Very important. All that we have in life comes from what we have received from God. What we've received from God makes a difference from us, and all that we have is based on what we have received from God. The third is that in consequence of this, we cannot boast of what we have as if we didn't receive it from God. So we can't be arrogant as if everything we have was just produced by us. So no effort of ours could have gotten us what we have if the Lord had not given it to us. That is what 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 is telling us. God has given us some things. It makes the difference between us. And no matter what we have achieved in life, he is the owner. Now, when you look at that passage, then it would seem as if really we have nothing to do with excellence. It is a gift come from God, and we cannot boast about it. But is that all that we should be looking at? Well, I'll give you another perspective, and that is in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10. Now, you know that from Proverbs 31, from verse 10, it talks about what has been known as the virtuous woman, and gives qualities about the virtuous woman. But I'm not teaching or bringing your attention to this verse because I'm going to teach about women and how to be a virtuous wife and so on. But I'm just using this verse to explain something about excellence and how it is achieved. Now, Proverbs chapter 31 verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Now look, the word virtuous, as it is used in this passage, means strong, capable, and efficient.
who can find a strong, capable, and efficient woman? This is a description of her quality, not her gift. A woman who is strong, I'm sure the men would also want to say they will join in and be virtuous husbands. Strong, capable, efficient. Then the passage says that her price is above rubies, or her worth is above rubies. So the question is, who can find her? Who can find her? When the passage says, who can find, it doesn't mean that it is not possible to find. It means that it is rare. It is rare to find a person who is strong, capable, and efficient. They're not easy to come by. It's not easily seen. Now, I suppose that if God made people virtuous, then it should be easily seen. But here we say that this kind of person is not easy to find. It is rare because there's something that the person does that others do not do. And you'll find it. I will show it to you very soon. And the passage says that her value is more than money. A lot of us have value that can be readily matched to a certain monetary amount. But this kind of person has value beyond any amount. In other words, no matter how much you pay them, you still feel you have underpaid them. And there are other people that no matter how low you pay them, you feel you have overpaid them. So, for those of you who work for people, do you think your boss feels he's overpaying you or underpaying you? Not whether you feel you are being overpaid or underpaid, but do you think your boss thinks he's wasting money on you or getting value out of you? Now, if you work in a place and somebody pays you, and in the person's heart he thinks he's overpaying you, then your price is below rubies. Your price is below money. But if you're working in a place that the person says, listen, I wish I could pay you more because you do far more, but I don't have the money to pay you now, but you, what you do is far bigger than what I'm paying you, then your price is far above rubies. So where are you? Because, you know, most people who work in places, whether you work for government or you work in a factory, you work somewhere, feel that they are underpaid because of their need. Just because you are broke doesn't mean you've been underpaid. But you have to see from the employer's point of view. Does he think he's overpaying you or underpaying you? And most of you will be very shocked to find that the people you work for think they are overpaying you. Because your price is not above rubies, it is below rubies. And the reason is because you are not rare and you are not this kind of virtuous person who is strong, who is capable, who is efficient. Now, in verse 29 of Proverbs chapter 31, it tells us why her price is above rubies. She's above her pay grade. And it says, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. This woman is described as a more excellent person. Is she excellent because of the grace of God or because of her works? Why does she excel? Why is she performing at a level beyond her salary, above rubies?